Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everyone, welcome back to the Sports Airbus New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from, Spotify, Audible, all those fun places that you may be joining us from all over the world. It is it's lovely to see the audience. I get to see where people listen in from, and we're listening from all over. So welcome. A truly widespread global fandom, indeed. Just like a public service announcement, if you feel like you enjoy this show, one favour I ask, and I don't usually ask for much, but if you can head over to my Twitter and go and vote for the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast on the Australian Podcast Awards listener's choice, that would be honestly amazing. It doesn't take long, it takes about 30 seconds, and if you want to go and do that for us, you just type in the name of the podcast and fill in the details and you give us a vote. And while, you know, there's some great podcasts out there in Australia, it's nice to be able to get your name out there a little bit and continue to grow the show. And again, your support is why we keep doing this. So we appreciate that. And if you can run over there and do that for us after you finish listening to this, of course, don't try to multitask. We've got a big show today. So with that being said, let's get to the Pelicans. The Pelicans end the road trip. The last time they slept in their bed, 26 October. It's a while away. They had that one home game where they had to go and grab some socks and jocks and have a quick rinse and feed the dogs and the like, and then head straight back out on the road. They're finally heading home for a six-game homestand, the longest homestand of the year, and a great opportunity for us to really start improving on that roster while sleeping in our own beds. If you can win four to six of those, I mean, gosh, it puts us in a really good position. But I digress. The Pelicans finished the road trip in Chicago, freezing cold Chicago. Apparently the city of broad shoulders is something that Joel Myers said in the broadcast. I don't know what that means, but what a terrible, terrible catchphrase. But anyway, the Pelicans win by 4 points, 115 to 111. And honestly, it was just a bizarre game. Great result. I'll never ever besmirch a win. You got to win those ugly ones, as we know. But interesting sort of game indeed. No Larry Nance. He's out with a hyperextended knee, and hopefully will be good to go for the next game. They got Portland on the second night of the back-to-back, which is just fantastic for our scheduling. But and they've been on a bit of a tear, so that's going to be a test in itself. But again, we'll get to that in a second. It was a tale of two halves. First half, the starters just could not get anything going at all. The bench carried us behind Jose. Billy Hernan Gomez got some minutes in Larry's absence. He was okay. Devontae Graham, Najee Marshall, Trey Murphy, those guys came on and really had to steer the ship behind a lackadaisical start again from the Lamborghini starting five, you know, the apparently the best in the league. Well, I don't know what's going on with them, because they've been woeful in first quarters to start. Fun stat, in the first half, CJ McCollum had 7 field goal attempts, and Brandon Ingram and Zion combined for 5. So anyway, let's chew on that, and I'll get to that in a minute. The starters were woeful in that first half, and every time something was working, we then went away from it, which I just thought was interesting. Again, this is not an angry podcast, it's a happy podcast, but it's confusing, and we like to unpack the games as they were. We had Jonas Valanciunas. He was absolutely torching Nick Vucevic. He was giving him the business. And every time he'd get him a couple in a row, we went away from it. We have an issue, and it's an issue that I've identified over the course of this season so far, is that without a true point guard, and I'm not saying go and get a new point guard or anything like that, but with CJ playing the point, and this may, I don't know, if you're a CJ stan or whatever, you probably should cover your ears, but CJ is not a true point guard. Yes, his assists are up. Yes, he's facilitating a bit more, but he's not. He's a shooting guard. He's played that his whole career. And yes, okay, stepped in it in spot starts while Dame was out. Cool. I agree. But he's not a true point guard. And what we're seeing is a guy who doesn't seem to be able to manage an offense properly or is not experienced enough in that role to do that. And so while we want to play at pace and we want to play fast, CJ meanders up the court, burns 10 to 15 seconds of shot clock, dribbles a million times, and then proceeds to bail it out to someone else. When we go on runs, it's because we move quickly, because we defend hard, and because we move the ball. What I saw in tonight was a lackadaisical game management. And when that happens against sides that maybe you miss defensive assignments or a player gets on like they did against the Pacers with Miles Turner, all of a sudden you get beaten. And it's because you don't make the most of your offensive possessions. And that is so frustrating. One of the notes that I had was, go quickly. If you have a post-up on Jonas and he has a small on him, just feed the ball in. If that pass is denied within 2 to 3 seconds, move on. And if you need to come back and you can repost and get in a better position, swing the ball back. But you do not impede or impact a defense by sitting there holding the ball above your head, pretending to toss it in or a little bounce pass while burning shot clock. It does not do anything but let guys get set. So test the defense. That's all I ask. Like, I think it's pretty straightforward. The same with Zion. Zion gets as much as he wants at the rim. He gets unlimited if you give it to him and give it to him in positions where he then turns and goes fast. The faster we play, the better we play. So I am in a situation where, well, in a of an opinion, I guess, rather than in a situation, I'm in the same situation I've always been in, that there needs to be a conversation. There needs to be a conversation with the guys who are playing point guard, and I say that in quotations, as I tend to do on this show, that whoever is running the offense does it at a pace. And if it means that CJ goes off ball more, I have no issue with that. You see the second half. Brandon Ingram gets going. Zion gets going. Your two best players win you the game. I think they combined for 29 in the last quarter. They just went ballistic. It was awesome to see. And it was because we had a shooter and a shooting guard in CJ off the ball. He wasn't on. And again, I don't put any and all losses on CJ. I don't do that at all because he's been very good in starts as well. But if you know you're not on, you don't need to force it. And that's something that I think we're still learning, we're still figuring out. And there needs to be an accountability from the coaching staff to turn to CJ and say, mate, pass the ball. Go and stand in the corner and launch brick threes because we need you out the way because you're doing more harm than good. And again, that's purely in this game. I'm not besmirching his career. I'm not condemning him to a life of six-mandom or anything like that. I think he has a place in this team, and I think he's been very good at different times, but I thought in this game he was off. So, with that being said, we'll go to the quarter by quarter. First quarter, 22-22. They actually leapt out to about a 12-point lead. We managed to fight it back when Jose came on. Brandon Ingram found himself in foul trouble early. Jose stepped in, and really took control of the offense and ran it like a point guard, which was fantastic to see and what we need. Second quarter, 30-28, up by two at the half. It didn't feel like we were up by two. Honestly, it felt like we were dragging ourselves through mud. And I was hoping we could have pulled away and given the guys a rest towards the end. Alas, that did not happen. Third quarter, they jumped us, 32-27, behind DeRozan just going absolutely ballistic. He was unreal. Brandon Ingram got himself to four fouls, and we were sitting there going, what is happening here? The starters had done absolutely nothing. And then we hit the last quarter. And in the post game, Zion said to Brandon, he said, let's go and win this. And they nodded to one another and took control of the game, 36-29, and gave us that four-point win. Herb Jones sealing it with a couple of delish free throws down the line. He was really good as well in that second half, and as always, defended the living daylights out of it. Actually, we'll get to Herb Jones in a minute. I'm going to talk about him when we get to the box score. But yeah, all in all, good result. Bank the win. Takes us to 6-5 on the season. Over at the box score, Brandon Ingram, 33 minutes, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 8 of 14, and unreal in the last quarter. He was absolutely unstoppable. Zion played 30 minutes, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 of 11, 7 of 8 free throw attempts, and he was great. And Jonas was playing what the Antonio Daniels called it, the wedge play, which is what you get him down on the block and let him go to work. It's a Tim Duncan play, and he was punishing him. 21 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 8 of 13, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And honestly, it is helpful to have a center that can shoot. It really is. CJ McCollum, 34 minutes, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 3 of 13, 23%, 0 of 5 from 3. And he started 1 of 9, and it wasn't really until the second half that he hit his other two shots, but it was tough to watch. Herb Jones, 27 minutes, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 5 of 9, 7 of 8 free throws. And honestly, Herb Jones, and I know I don't go on about him enough on here, but Herb Jones is an absolute jet. There's obviously still chemistry issues as the guys work their way back into rhythm. There was a couple of silly turnovers throughout the journey, but he played an absolute phenomenal game. He gets himself 17 points. While going and getting to the free throw line flat out, he got 3 steals. He was massive, intercepting everything and still getting rookie calls. They were still hammering him with these touch fouls. Where Zion gets punched in the head and they're like, oh yeah, cool. Enjoy it. Whereas Herb Jones will look at a fella wrong and get rooked, which I just think is bizarre, because this is one of your top defenders in the league. And I tweeted it out and I said, we might as well abolish the Defensive Player of the Year award, because you can't defend. Whatever you do, Herb Jones didn't jump. There was fouls that DeRozan just jumped straight up and into him. And I know we got rid of that rule because they bloody well talked about it enough and killed Damian Lillard and Trae Young's game for a year. And you know, Herb Jones is still getting called for these fouls that are absolutely not fouls. That being said, I don't blame the refs for everything. I just think he could get a... You should let the guys play. I think that is what I'm trying to say, because I thought the refs are actually very favourable to us tonight, and it's probably the best refereeing in favour of us that we've had. Off the bench, Jose, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 13 minutes. He needs to play more. I will say that every single episode from now on, until he is playing 20 minutes a game, he needs to be playing that. Trey Murphy, 20 minutes, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 0 of 3 field goals, 0 of 3 from 3. So he had 3 field goal attempts. That's it. A 50% 3-point shooter with generational talent, with the gravity of Jupiter, can only get 3 shots. Let's see if that makes sense. Anyway, it really doesn't. We need to get him the ball, and we need to get him in positions to be successful, because when we get... I'll go back to the team stats after this, but there's a stat that will shock you. Billy Hernangómez, 11 minutes, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 of 6, defended like he was in quicksand. Offense, it was okay. A few silly turnovers and stuff, but I suppose he only his second game of the year, and they gave him the opportunity, and in the box score, it looked okay. There was probably a few things he needs to tighten up, but we'll see if he continues to get minutes as they go along. Devontae Graham, 3 points, one rebound, two assists, one steal, two blocks, one of two. Honestly, Devontae Graham, he wasn't giving us the scoring output, but he still defends for a small bloke. He really defends the living daylights out of it. I thought he played all right. I know all the box, the plus minus and all that sort of stuff. He was a plus two on the night, but all the advanced stats and the like hammer him. Does he have a place playing in the fourth quarter? Probably not. But I thought he was solid. Najee Marshall, again, resurgent year. 22 minutes, 9 points, five rebounds. He gets downhill. He does everything you ask. He hit his three-point attempt. There was only three made in the whole game for our team, and he hit one of them. So, you know, I'm loving Naj this year. And Jackson Hayes didn't play. Dyson Daniels didn't play. Which, Dyson Daniels not playing is a travesty. Get him on. Because we struggled to defend. If only we had a guard who could stay in front of a lengthy wing or switch onto a point guard or switch onto a power forward or sometimes guard a center who can jump, who can shoot it a bit. This is the time of year where you put your rookies in. Because all of a sudden, if they make mistakes now in the first quarter, second quarter, he doesn't play in the second half, whatever, they learn from it. But we got him sitting on the bench. And if we're not going to do that, send him down to Birmingham. Let him go and run the offense down there because he needs the reps because we're going to need him down the stretch. You do not win late in the year if you do not have the depth, you do not have guards who can defend. So, Willie Green, I implore you, do not keep him glued to the bench. Get him in there. He deserves it. So, that stat that I was going to talk about before that I talked about. We were 15% from three. Three of 19. Disgusting. You can't have that. You just absolutely cannot utterly find that acceptable that we hit three-pointers for a whole game. It's just absolutely woeful. You managed to win, but geez, I don't know how. With those stats. And I mean, the free throws probably helped. We had 36 attempt, hit 28 of them. They had 18, hit 16 of them. So, you know, that's the way it goes. Like I said, they were pretty liberal with the old whistle, and we didn't mind. Our assists, 20. Down. Way down. Get them up. We play better when we pass the ball, but apparently we don't like doing that in this one. But we still won. So again, negative but positive. Room to improve. And if you can win ugly and you can win by not doing the things you're told to do, well, you know, imagine if you did do what you were told to do. But, yeah, so that's all part of it. So, all in all, actually, we'll go to a break and then I'll come back and we'll wrap up and preview the next game. So, stay tuned for this break. And then after that, we'll break down a couple of extra things that I thought were important to talk about. And then we'll wrap up. So, I'll be back in a minute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great. Well, the Brewski 150 is now available to all Fantasy Monthly members, including the extremely affordable Fantasy Pass at just $5.99 a month. Head to sportsethos.com to upgrade to a Fantasy Pass now and dominate your drafts. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here. The Pelicans defeat the Chicago Bulls 115-111 to end the homestand. Sweet, sweet success. We like to see that. I don't feel so bad about losing to the Jazz now in overtime because they've won 10 games. They're completely unstoppable at the moment behind Laurie, the Finnish monster, or the finisher. Isn't that a better name? Markkanen, he's been great. But honestly, this was a game that you'll look back later on in the season, well, I hope, and see it as a real learning game. I think it was one where Willie Green threw whatever he had at the wall to see what would stick. Can we do that in a lot of games? No. And will we get away with it in every game? Absolutely not. I think he loves his veterans. I think he will play his veterans to death. We saw that last year, and it won't be until December where he starts trusting his team. I don't agree with that, but I'm not the coach. It is something that I think we need to think about sooner rather than later to get the reps into Dyson. There's no point having an eighth pick if you're not going to play him, especially when you see a whole heap of his classmates who have all been drafted actually playing. I think he has a place on this team. I think he's proven it. And I think he's outplayed guys day in, day out. So we'll see what happens there as to whether they decide to play him. I don't know. I want him to play, please, Willie Green. I implore you. One other thing before we wrap up. The Birmingham Squadron has kicked off its season. So if you haven't been watching them, they're on YouTube, actually. Each game is live streamed on YouTube. It is honestly really good. I can watch it all over. They fell short against the Lakeland Magic in game one, but I think the next game is tomorrow, so make sure you check that out. And by tomorrow, it is like today for you guys listening in. So make sure you check that out. It's on the G League website. You can watch it if you're not in the Birmingham area. But they look really good. Daron Sebron is quick as. So our two-way player, he looks fantastic. He is very, very, very quick. And that's something that, well, I mean, I'm stoked to see. Guys like John Petty down there were playing well. Daquan Plowden was awesome in the last quarter against them, but they fell short. And, I mean, there's definitely some takeaways that we can get from having that team there. And I think there's going to be some good opportunity for Dyson to go down there and run that. Kyra Lewis also has been announced. He's back on 5-on-5, so that's great. And then he'll be heading to the Squadron to get some reps, which, I mean, a backcourt of Sebron and Kyra Lewis Jr., I mean, good luck. They're quick. So, like I said, next game is against the Rio Grande Valley Vipers at 7:30 p.m. local time. That is on the 11th of November. So check it out. Followed by a back-to-back Texas against the Texas Legends. So on the Saturday. So if you're around in the area, go and check them out because they are our affiliate team and they've got some good stuff going on down there. So looking forward to continue to watch them. And as always, we'll keep talking about them on here. So back to the Pelicans. All in all, a victory is a victory. We take it. We laugh. We love. We live. We move on. And we take on the Portland Trailblazers. They'll fly straight in. We'll fly straight in. And we'll have to take them on. Dame Lillard will be... Well, he's back from his calf injury. He couldn't have waited another week. Although I don't think my fantasy teams would have survived if he didn't come back. So, you know, win some, you lose some. It's going to be a tough game. They like to shoot the three. Josh Hart hit a game winner the other day. They've had two game winners in two games. So it's going to be a situation that you can't let them get out and run. You can't let them shoot you out of the game early. They shoot a lot of threes. We clearly don't. So that's going to be an emphasis, is chasing them off the three-point line and really defending inside when you do funnel them into the paint. So it's going to be interesting. Herb Jones is going to have a big job ahead of him. Hopefully Dyson gets a run, but we'll see. So I think we'll leave it at that. All in all, we take the win. We're 6-5, hopefully 7-5 tomorrow. So I will speak to you after the game. So, as always, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. If you got time, go and check out the Australian Podcast Awards. Nominate us, because it would be really cool to actually win something. And we love you all for doing it. So anyway, I will chat to you later on. Stay safe, and of course, bye for now.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.